track three. And we have our first story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Unfair judgments for an unseen disability. A Bobby Tracy woman with multiple sclerosis has described how she has been spat at for using her blue badge. Retired GP Ant Ronenberger, originally from Germany, was diagnosed with relapsing MS in 2019. As part of MS Awareness Week, Antje has spoken about living with the condition in a bid to challenge misconceptions about MS and tackle disability stigma, saying that she has felt judgmental from both disabled and able-bodied people. Current research from MS charities has found almost half of people living with MS have been questioned or challenged using accessible facilities like blue badge parking, accessible toilets, and priority seats on public transport. Over 150,000 people with MS in the UK, with an estimated 12,400 here in the Southwest. It affects the brain and spinal cord, impacting on movement, thought, and senses. But a lack of understanding around invisible and fluctuating conditions like MS is sadly driving hurtful behaviour and real-life consequences, from being underestimated at work to being harassed for using an accessible parking space. Retired GP Antje. Her symptoms include balance problems, fatigue, and bladder issues. Antje said, "I felt judgment. My walking distance is limited, and I have trouble getting out of a car in a normal space. I've had people come up to me and ask, 'Why are you using a blue badge?' And I've had people saying, 'I shouldn't be using an accessible toilet.' I wish people understood that MS doesn't get better. It makes me feel down when I have to repeatedly explain to people that it's a lifelong condition and is incurable. The medication just holds a progression but does not improve the symptoms. And I would like people to know that everyone's MS is different. There is no one size fits all. Even among the same type of MS, there is high variability of symptoms and speed of progression." Nick Mobley, Chief Executive of the MS Society, said, "Over 150,000 people live with MS in the UK, including an estimated 12,000 in the Southwest. Right now, a lack of understanding around invisible and fluctuating conditions is sadly driving hurtful behaviour. Living with MS is tough enough, and this MS Awareness Week, we encourage everyone to take some time to listen, learn, and understand MS a little better." Lucy Taylor, CEO of MS Trust, added, "These findings are deeply troubling and reveal a wider issue, a lack of public understanding about what living with MS really means. MS affects people in complex and often invisible ways, and assumptions about who looks disabled are causing real harm. As a charity, we are dedicated to providing expert advice for every MS sufferer. We hear every day how judgment chips away at people's confidence and independence. In this MS Awareness Week, we are urging the public to better understand the condition so that people with MS can access the support they need without fear of being judged."
Plea for more on-call firefighters after blaze. A shortage of available firefighters meant crews from Tynmouth were unable to respond when fire broke out in the town's library. Despite the fire station being across the road from the library, it was crews from Dawlish and Newton Abbott who attended the blaze last Sunday. Fire crews need a minimum of 4 firefighters to attend an incident. A station spokesman said, "While we always strive to provide 24/7 response, this isn't always possible. At times, crews may already be committed to another incident, or we may not have enough firefighters immediately available to mobilise safely. When the incident was reported, we were 1 firefighter short of that minimum requirement." The station is currently recruiting for on-call firefighters with new applicants through the process, but still needs more people to come forward. If you live or work within the Tynmouth area and can provide day and weekend cover and are interested in making a real difference, please consider joining us, the spokesman added. The roof fire is believed to have started accidentally, and the library was closed on Monday while damage was assessed. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service said it received several calls on Sunday afternoon, April 19th, reporting flames issuing from the roof of Tynmouth Library. Firefighters gained entry to the building while flames were issuing from the roof. Using three hose reel jets and a 45mm jet, the crew were able to extinguish the fire. The cause of the fire was accidental, says a spokesperson for Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue. Libraries Unlimited, the charity that runs Devon Libraries across Devon, says it may have been caused by a battery on the solar panels, though this has not yet been confirmed. A spokesperson from the library said, "Our thanks go to everyone that reported the fire and to the fire crews that attended and put out the fire with no damage to the inside of the building."
A new hope for neglected historic building. Residents campaigning to save a neglected historic building in Dawlish have given their backing to new plans for the site. New owners of the former vicarage in Weech Road have put forward plans to turn the derelict Grade 2 listed building into a group of homes. Vicarage Residents Group has been leading the fight to save the property from complete ruin, but the latest plans put forward have been welcomed as a genuinely positive proposal. The vicarage has been empty for decades and has been the subject of an ongoing saga over its future, with protracted issues over its ownership. Chairman of the residents group, Mary Nook, said this is the best scheme we've seen by far. The long-neglected building has suffered decades of decline and has collapsed in parts. It has also been a magnet for youngsters, despite being fenced off with warning signs. The new proposals by Torquay-based JDTOV Management have been widely supported. This plan is to restore and convert the existing building into six homes and build one new home next door. The roofs of stone and cob buildings at the end of section of the cob building and an internal wall section of the coach house will have to be knocked out because of their poor condition. Listed building consent will be needed, along with planning permission. Encouragingly, under new ownership for just over a year, a thoughtful and respectful scheme has been submitted, which is fully supported by the residents group. Unlike previous schemes, this application demonstrates a clear understanding of the building's Grade 2 listed significance. She said the new application is low-key, sensitive, and carefully designed to preserve the character of the vicarage while bringing it back into meaningful and sustainable future use. The vicarage is thought to date from the late 17th century and served as a vicarage house for Dawlish until 1938, when it was sold to Great Western Railway. In 1950, the building was converted to four flats for the staff of British Railways, and additional offices were provided for Dawlish Station. The final tenants left in the early 2000s, and there have been a number of unsuccessful proposals for redevelopment since then. Teignbridge Council is expected to make a decision by June.